Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. I have Professor Joanna Sophia in the house today on the show, and we're going to have a fabulous show talking all about how to create our capital R awesome new life. So first, let me give you a little bit of background about Professor Joanna Sophia. And the show title is called today, the capital R awesome life of future generations. That is our responsibility. That is what we're doing here. Contrary to the doomsday prognosis that many scientists and public figures put into the ether, and yes, the current system may very well crash, in this interview, you're going to learn that a more conscious, happier, more equitable human family is possible on planet Earth. Not only can we build buildings that heat and cool themselves, create electricity and last 500 years, not only can we create an economic system based on nature, but we can also live to our fullest potential without stealing from and impoverishing others. Capital R, awesome life, does not just present theories. It shows us the real life models of how it can be done. Professor Joanna Sophia, natural health and life coach. This woman is incredible. I mean, she has amazing credentials. She's an international speaker, coach and author, award-winning filmmaker, has taught at Yale and Columbia universities, among others, built schools and businesses, a food manufacturing company, and Joanna's Raw Foods, the new umbrella corporation, capital R, awesome life, PPC, and future, capital R, Awesome Life University. She consults with organizations in matters of self-healing with food, new forms of education, sustainability, raising confident kids, and empowering women over 50. She resides in upstate New York. My goodness. Welcome to the show today.
Well, you know, let's not make it too hard. Rawsome life works.
Rawsome
life. But I'm so glad you spelled it out like that, because many people forget the E that the awesome needs, you know, when you give them the name. We hadn't realized that when we founded the corporation.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because this is the second time you've been on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. You've created a lot of new things since you've been on. And when I saw the capital R, Rawson life, I was thinking about that myself. And I was thinking, you know, how should I introduce that? And that's why I came up with the capital R, because there was, there was something that stood out to me that I needed to really distinctly, you know, bring attention to that. And so, good. I'm glad you liked the way I put it.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I'm so honored to be here with you again. We had such a great talk the first time we did an interview several years ago. And I just was really looking forward to being here. And also your intro just gave me that little booster. Yes, you know, we can live heaven on earth. We can, even if times are tough. And we were talking about the times that are tough a minute ago. Yeah, and it's hard sometimes to acknowledge that crises provide an opportunity to create the new. And that's how Rossum Life came about. And when you say R, capital R, because it also is, we are awesome, or our awesome life. You know, it's all connected to that R. And of course, it's also raw. It's never totally refined or perfect. It's always like raw and challenging and seeking and finding the solutions to all these questions we have in a very poisoned and very stressed planet right now.
Yeah. And everything, pretty much all the systems, everything that we've relied upon, everything that we have been dependent upon, everything that we have been fed by, all of those systems that are not in alignment with the new earth, that are not in alignment with the future of our evolution, because you had the word crash in your write-up in the show notes. And those systems have to fall away because they're not in alignment with our natural nature, human being, where we're going in harmony with our new earth. So these are very, very challenging times that we're in. And can we embrace these uncertainty times that we find ourselves in while we know that it can also be very anxious and very scary and frightening?
Yeah, that is the challenge. How can we make it easier? Because it seems to me like you and I have had the understanding that this time is about to happen, is upon us, I was going to say. This time of change and challenge and this pyramid system that has just steepened and placed the wealth all at the very top while eroding, especially the middle, right? And it can't sustain itself. And of course, an ever-growing economic system can't sustain itself without repeatedly crashing itself. And we're feeling very much like we don't really want to repeat all the mistakes of times gone by, where we can see every decade there has to be a financial crash, every other year there has to be another war, because it's the only thing that can sustain this economic system. And while I'm not an economist, it is what impacts all of us right now, especially also with the food supplies and the way we have alienated the individual from the actual sources of life, which is our food, our good water, our fresh air, and our sunshine, right? We've been closed doors behind closed doors, not even getting the sunshine. And if we want to create what you call living heaven on earth, some of us have been able to do it in spite of anything, because we live there mentally, emotionally, and we carry that. But how do we demonstrate to others that they too can enter into this era by changing their mindset? And that's what Rossum Life, the university part, is all about: teaching, showing models that, for example, to start with the building style that I had mentioned, building, it is totally possible to build houses, large office buildings, or any kind of larger structures as well, in a manner that they heat and cool themselves without us doing anything. Not even electricity supply is needed. We can have, of course, then electricity collection out of air, out of heat pumps, out of, if we're near any kind of running water, out of the water motion, even out of the air, we can produce electricity. But because we are encaged, almost like imprisoned in a system where everything in our society has to be profitable for somebody, it is very difficult to implement those new, oh, those concepts that actually have always been there. When I learned about this building style, it's called Inertia with an E instead of an I in the beginning. Inertia.com is the website. I was like, well, duh, we should have known this thousands of years ago, because it's just picking up the earth temperature, always 55 degrees, whether you're in the desert or whether you're on an icy mountain. That temperature can give the basic envelope around the house of providing that 55 degrees. Then we heat it up if we so desire on the south side, or if you are on the other hemisphere, on the north side, wherever the sun is high. And you have a temperature controlled building. So that's just one example of, and all the materials used, they're not plastics that never decompose and suffocate our ocean life and so forth, as we all know, but they are wood and glass and stone and cement, all of which are nature compatible. I call it earth compatible technologies. And of course, we can apply similar systems in all areas of society. So if you want to ask me, well, how are we going to do X? I probably will have a solution, or at least a suggestion in which direction that can go, because I have accumulated experts around me who are teaching various elements of new societal life as we would have it in the new system, in the heaven on earth system.
Yeah. You know, you've got such incredible wealth of wisdom and knowledge of the new. I also feel like all those new systems that are ready to be implemented, they're there already. I want to share this. I want people to really hear this, that the universe is kind and loving. You know, if we believe that the universe is kind and loving, and we are going through the greatest shift ever that we've ever gone through, because the human evolution at this stage of the game, you know, the raising of our consciousness, the raising of our planet, moving into higher vibrational ways of living and being, right? And now this is the time period, because the old, which was built upon control and manipulation and power over, isn't in harmony with where we're going. And so, but those new systems that you're talking about, those new buildings and everything that you have wisdom about, those things, they already exist. And so once I feel like there's something that's going to take place that, you know, will then, once the old things fall away, these new things will just easily move right on in. And then we're all going to be ready to get going and start building together. Does that resonate to you?
Absolutely. Every single word of it. That's exactly how, you know, what this lockdown did in terms of positive, although it was complete nonsense, was that we, the already, well, I don't want to sound derogatory or something, but we, the ones who were already aware that we can go into a new direction, found each other all over the world. And I connected with the most amazing people. If you want, I'll give you another example. Economy.
Yeah.
The entire financial system has been designed by people who have built a system based on nature, where you don't have to destroy things in order to build again, but where your money deteriorates in value unless you put it into motion again to build things that are in and of themselves earth compatible and community beneficial. So And it's called Gradido. And I, of course, have professors teaching that system as well. So it's a currency, it's a monetary, a financial system that, like you just said, that just says we're done with all this domination and exploitation. We don't want to be slaves anymore. And we women, you and I, we don't want to be owned by our husbands or fathers anymore. That's the old, sorry, that's the old paradigm.
Yes. And the whole piece about, you know, our financial system was built upon a currency that is really, again, keeping the poor poor, keeping the rich rich. And it wasn't for all of us to really, it was built on a fiat currency, debt and slavery. And debt, can you imagine that whole debt society, the lack of independence, the way of being dependent, I need this, you know, in order for me to be able to survive. That's not sustainable. You know, we're not meant to hold on to these horrifying debts that, you know, that humanity has been cycling through, basically, is what I'm saying. And, you know, now it really, truly is time for us. It's these are exciting times. And at the same time, it's like, you know, when can we, you know, we want to see things materialize. And I know, you know, many of us that have been on the front lines here, we're, you know, having to practice patience. We've had to practice patience for a long time because we've been doing the heavy lifting the heavy work, doing that inner work, doing that shadow integrative work, remembering who it is that we are, so that we can really be empowered and be in our sovereignty and be in our autonomy to know that we have the power to make these changes and that we don't need to be waiting on other people to come and save us because the Savior is here within you.
Yes.
And, right? And so I just want to say that you are doing a lot of things. And like, what is it today that you want to highlight? I know that, you know, now that we've met again here, you know, we'll have you back on in a couple months again, and we'll just keep this progression of, you know, bringing this forward and keep bringing this community out. So you've got the university, you've got the buildings, you're doing a lot of things. Do you have a great team of people around you supporting you?
I have the great team. Mm-hmm. I have the land where the building is going to be. So the building is not built.
Okay.
It's just in design. I have the architects. I have the engineers. I have the professors for the university. And we will actually spring into action now in 2023 in January. So interested people from around the world will be able to sign up at rawsomelifeglobal.com, as in the screen. That's where all the courses are. We have fantastic people teaching, world-renowned bestseller authors, and yeah, you name it. Just great, great people. And like I said, well, or like you just said, what we also need to consider is for people to be able to study these models for the next world, they or we all also have to make sure that we are in our own authenticity, in our own center, in our own potential, so that we can learn and understand and make the connections. And we have to grow out of fear. And that's what I teach in my private practice, if you will, in coaching, so you can learn how to get this body super healthy. You and I, you know, we know how important it is when we get up there in years to keep this wonderful machine going. You know, I remember the last time we were on, I had just run 8 miles this morning. I only ran 3 miles.
Is that something that you remember, that you ran 8 miles that morning? And I mean, how many years ago was that? It was like, I think it was in 2018 when you mm-hmm. were on, something like that.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, I still run 8 miles or 10 miles, but not all the time. So, but the fact that this body is actually capable of staying functional and pain-free throughout the decades post 50, meaning, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s. And I now know so many people who are of that age group who are perfectly capable of functioning like a 30-year-old. Maybe even, of course, better because we have so much more accumulated wisdom and knowledge and experience. So that's also a very important part. So what we teach for the planet, we also need to teach for our body, meaning self-sustenance without needing chemical interferences and without needing without needing crutches and wheelchairs and all of that. Of course, if we break a leg, we have to sit in a wheelchair maybe for a while, but you understand what I'm saying. There's so much we can do for ourselves to be the best possible body, heart, soul, and spirit.
The body is the tree of life. The body is the earth, because that's just how it is. So you have a healthy body. It's the same thing. We are made of the earth. We return to the earth. It is that same thing. Moving into harmony with your physical body, you know, taking your physical body up into higher vibrational ways of living and being, that is the work. You know, healing the core wounding of the past, releasing the emotional suppression that is stored in the body that causes disease, along with other things. But the emotional core wounding, the emotional suppression is very, very big, because it causes those diseases and cancers and all kinds of things that, you know, people are facing today in healing. And when we know that the physical body has the ability to self-regenerate and self-heal, we know.
Yes.
Right? The physical body does. And that we are all healers. We just have to create the right environments to put our bodies there as, for the first time possibly ever, that this is where we're going to thrive, and this is where we're going to regenerate, and this is where we're going to rest, and this is where we're going to rejuvenate, and this is where we're going to get healthier and stronger and better. And whatever we're putting into our bodies, it is conscious and aware, right?
Absolutely. And that's, again, that's the key. The two have to go hand in glove or hand in hand, that understanding that I am responsible for this body, this beautiful part of biology on planet Earth, like you just said, you know, the tree of life. This body's biology works exactly like all other life on planet Earth in so many ways. So we have to feed it, look out what other creatures consume and how they live and rest and so forth. So we've alienated ourselves from that natural life cycle and rejuvenation. Each cell reproduces itself all the time, And if it doesn't get the right food, it doesn't get the right nutrients, it doesn't get the right love, like you just said, the right sense of, you know, I'm
nourishment
on all levels.
Yes. Nourishment on all levels, because that is what we're like, literally. I mean, think about it. When we look at our past, just think about our past, where we've come from and how we've treated our bodies and our evolution. And just even look at our parents and, you know, how that all was. Nourishment wasn't necessarily at the top of the game. It was never, you know, but real nourishment. And when we look at the earth today, even our soil, the soil and where the food is grown, you know, our soil, there's a lot of places where the soil isn't healthy.
Has been deprived of its natural life and therefore its energy, and literally has, I mean, that's another whole discussion that we can have. We've known for the last 60 years since Einstein coined it, or somebody, you know, everything is energy at the core, right? So when you disturb the natural cycles instead of nourishing them, you disturb that energy field. And like you said, then we are void of that energy, and then our cells don't know how to produce properly, and they will become cancer cells, or they will create inflammatory situations, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, that understanding is very recent. And often I think you and I, you know, our age group has seen this whole coming into consciousness era. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Hardly anybody probably in history has ever had that. This, what you just said, what our parents had to deal with, and mine, you know, grew up in the Second World War, and getting to this stage of I am everything and I am responsible for everything.
And I take responsibility for everything, meaning that everything that is in your reality, that you take responsibility for it. It doesn't mean that you have to feel like you have this huge world, you know, sitting on your shoulders. It just means that what is in front of you that you're going to feel called to do. But the bottom line, where to always begin, is with the self, bringing the self in back into magnificence and the highest love. And, you know, the relationship, I always say that the relationship that you have with yourself is the most important relationship, because that is the relationship that is connected with the divine. And that is the most important relationship to nurture and bring back into harmony. And then that relationship is what then you bring that to every other relationship that you have with
life. Yes. And that's, of course, what, to get back to the rawesomelifeglobal.com university, that is, of course, necessary. That's why I said that, for us to have, to be able to share. So once you have honored your own physiology, emotional, household, spirituality, then you can share, then you can teach, then you can. Actually, we don't teach as much as other universities at Rawesome Life. In my history, I've already done this in many ways, but of course the framework wasn't quite as allowing for it. We challenge the student to do research in collaboration, to find their own solutions and present them to the others so that others can critique, respond, etc. Because what I really should have said, you know, I am co-responsible for everybody, and everybody is co-responsible for me. So often when, you know, we talk so much about freedom, and I say, we forget that freedom is co-responsibility for the other person's freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. Because again, we're not, you know, whatever, as long as that other person is choosing those same values and principles, freedom, but they have to make their own choices, and they need to find it out for themselves and then bring that to the equation, which in the past has been left out. You know, I want to say it's during the Piscean age where it was the sacrifice of the little lamb and just the sacrificial lamb. And now we're moving into the new era, and that is the Aquarian era. And that is all about the we. It is all about the we consciousness of, you know, but also our individuality. But it's important for each person to come in and bring their own unique essence to the table. And that is together is how we
are. Yeah. I'm laughing because, of course, Aquarius, when I was 17, I was working at a Camp Hill that's a village for special needs children in Scotland. And hair was coming to Glasgow, and some of us just had to go and travel there and see the musical Hair. And of course, there's that big famous song, you know, Aquarius.
Yeah.
Aquarius. So we have been aware from that time on, kind of, that this is coming. But the 70s or 60s and 70s we're not in the alignment with ourselves that we now have. So that's why I believe, again, like you said, that now is so much better a time to move into a much broader effectiveness. And if I may, you know, I would love to just give you a couple more examples of what areas we teach. I don't know whether you had the chance to look.
I love how you guys are teaching. I love how you guys are doing that, that you're inviting each person to go do their own research and then bring it back to the group and, yes, and share with everyone. I love that. That is so powerful.
Because it is what we do in the future in education is empowerment of the individual. Yes. So the individual can intentionally join and collaborate, not be forced to
fit
into the system.
Great.
So that's, yeah, so that, you know, we teach philosophy, modern philosophy, detox and immunity, a food system that is Dr. Kratt is teaching that. Then we have children heal from modern afflictions. That is Karen Ranzi teaching how to help your children heal from damage that occurred because of environmental impacts or medical requirements that impacts, so that you can heal, help children heal from ADHD, autism, and other such aggressive afflictions. So that's another class. Architecture as eco art, community development. How do we learn how to create new kinds of communities? Right. We can't just continue to say you're the chief and you tell us what to do and we'll all march, right?
Right.
Then we teach the new economic system, Gradito.
I've never heard of that. I mean, you know, I've heard of a lot of other economic systems, but Gradito, I've never heard of. And so I'd like to, do you want to speak on that? Just a couple, you want to say a couple things about it?
Yeah, Gradito and the History of Money. Let me give you a very simple example how Bernd Höchstädt, who is the main inventor of the system, but the website is now in, I think, 20 languages or something. So it's, you can go to gradito.net and find all that. But he explains it in the current system, which dates back to feudal times, where we've always had a pyramid and a pyramidic system with one boss, right? For the last 7,000 years. Before that, not so much, but that's the era of patriarchy, of hierarchical structures, of empires, and of exploitation of everybody at the bottom.
Yeah.
But what the system also brings in the monetary system, because it is a, like you said, a debt-based system. When you have a piece of money, that is a piece of debt. And whether it's paper or coin or digital, doesn't matter. And that has to change. So he is saying where we currently are living is on this pyramid, on this slope, always between greed and fear. And I think that was such a genius description. So even the people who are close to the top are always in fear of sliding back down, losing their status, losing their billions, losing whatever, one of their 10 yachts or something. Or having somebody else be better and so forth. So we're, and likewise for the people at the bottom, they will always want to be just a little bit better off than the neighbor, right? And we have this whole, the Joneses story. How does that go? Live like the Joneses. Something, you know, match the Joneses. So, and because we are in this system, it is very difficult to get out of that. We can be very well-intentioned, and there are very well-intentioned rich people. However, this defines everything we do. We put everything on that scale. I describe it in my educational thesis as being locked in the grading of everything. White is better than black. 10 is better than 1. Hot is better than cold.
Comparison.
It's competitive and comparative, always on a scale, as opposed to saying, what are your talents? What can you bring to the world? Why do we love you, right? We love you maybe just because you are the most huggy-dovey, luggy-lovey person.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I'm thinking of working with special needs children and adults. Think of a Down syndrome person, and I've met many, who often are the most loving human beings. And it doesn't mean that you have to be the best mathematician or the best engineer or the best something or the best sportsman, because in this future paradigm, we change from the pyramid into a dynamic cycle of life, giving, taking, and waning away. Because we will all die. The biology of us will die. I don't think I will die, but my body will. Mm-hmm. And maybe I will find another body at a different time, because I'm really, really curious how this all works out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely am thinking of checking it back out in a couple of hundred years.
Yeah.
But then everybody can have a sense of importance, a sense of contribution, a sense of meaningful, purposeful life.
A sense of belonging.
Yes, exactly.
A sense of belonging, because I think belonging and connection is really at the core of our humanity, of what people are yearning for, even though they may not know it.
Yes, and belonging is possible when others respect you and want you to be part of the group.
Yes.
You don't belong when others say, we don't want you.
Yes. Yes. So you were talking about in your university, you guys are teaching how to build community as well.
Yes.
So, and you were talking about some of the other things that you were doing there with the teaching the children, helping the children. So how to build community. What else are you teaching over there in your university?
Media and ideology, a very important class.
Okay.
How mass media has, from its beginnings in the late 1800s, when the first movies came about, how mass media has immediately served to propagandize the agenda of the powers that be. So that may be surprising to some people, but I, of course, studied film as well, and I'm a professor of film. So I, too, have some of that vision. But it will be taught by Professor Andreas Toskowska, who has taught that course before and has, of course, now expanded it as social media has become such a huge important part of modern life. So media and the ideology that drives media is another class. New forms of education, I'll be teaching that. Again, looking at how schools can be different, how, like I just explained, how the system in universities can be different. So much more student-centered is kind of the technical word for it, so that the student, whether they're 4 years old or whether they're 35 years old or 60 years old for that matter, is at the center of their education. And we are the mentors and can be asked and can provide additional information, but we're not instructing. Yeah. We're empowering.
Love it. Yeah, yeah, love that.
All right, so then we have writing for film and media. Because writing, interestingly, we think people don't write or read anymore, but people actually read and write more than ever.
Yeah?
Because of texting.
Oh, that's true.
And because everybody has a book out.
Yeah, that's true.
You can self-publish, and you know, so no, there's actually more reading and writing in the world than ever before.
Wow, isn't that something?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
It is, totally.
And the young people prefer texting to phone calls even. I mean, I love the fact that we can talk, that voices are so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they do either video or texting. Mm-hmm. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, writing for film and media, food production and restaurant management. I have a teacher who has taught restaurant management before as well and has run restaurants. So, you know, how do we share food with each other, and what's the good food? What's the plant-based food and the raw food? She also does raw food. So she'll be teaching that. The science of living foods, that's Dr. Brian Clement, of the director of the Hippocrates Institute, now called Hippocrates Wellness, in Florida. And by the way, they are partnering with us and building a second Hippocrates on the land. So that's also part of the plan. We'll see. I think some people who are very doomsday worried don't realize that money doesn't go away, or wealth or value doesn't go away. It just goes into a few hands. And once that system no longer works, it is still there. The value on the planet is still there. Oh, by the way, that's an important part of the Gradido system. Every human being born creates value and has a budget in the bank.
That's fabulous, because that is the divine birthright.
Yes.
That is the divine birthright, and that is not built on the fiat slavery system. It is built on the divine birthright. Now that's when you know it's authentic and it's true and it's real. So everyone has their basic needs met, is what you're saying.
Right. And then you can contribute, that you can build more, et cetera. You can make extra money. You can be entrepreneurial, or you can say, I just want to have three kids and want to raise them. And because each of those children will have a budget in the bank for them, that can work.
You know, I really am looking forward to, as this is all rolling out, because this is just going, so what the humans need right now, this is really what we need. We need, you know, these systems are all here. It's here. This is what we were saying earlier, is that the universe is kind and loving. All the new systems are just right there. And as this old falls away, we have to come to the moments for the collective of what's not working anymore, and for us to be okay with it.
Yeah. And I go as far as saying we have to forgive and even help the ones who have created a lot of this mess, because they too will see that what we're doing is actually bringing more joy, more happiness, more health. And health is wealth, if you will, right? Yeah. And if there is such a thing as creating heaven on earth, that's how.
Well, the heaven on earth, I always say this, but this is for your university, you know, people, for people to really ask themselves this question, that, you know, heaven is a state of consciousness that is achieved by the person that is in the discovery of that consciousness, that wants to know what living heaven is like, because the earth is already here. And now, since we are raising our consciousness, since we're raising our, you know, stepping into our wisdom, each person has to look at what does heaven mean to you? Because many of us die many deaths, you know, so many times throughout our lives. And so in this evolution of time, we do not need to die to go to heaven, because we need to do is release and let go of what's no longer serving us. And again, coming back to living and acting from a godly-like space and state of being.
So true, so true. And many deaths turn into many births during a lifetime, into yet another level of knowledge and another level of understanding, another level of joy, another level of connection, and another level of accomplishment on creating beauty. Because let's not forget that humans are only humans because we can create. Nobody else can. And beauty seems to me has always been part of what we want to create as humans. So beauty, joy, happiness will just make fear, hate, envy, and those kind of qualities of emotions almost obsolete.
Yes. And that again, it doesn't fit in heaven on earth, because in heaven on earth, we don't live and act from a place of fear, because we've learned how to transcend the fear. Because it's either you're going to have the fear, you're going to be living and acting out of that, or you're going to be living and acting out of love. Which one?
Yeah.
It's very, very simple. We don't need to make it complicated, because it's very simple. It's really looking at when you feel fear, when you feel the fear, is what is it that you're afraid of? What is that fear that is paralyzing you or stopping you from stepping into love?
Yeah, and I'm one of those few maybe who don't believe that fear is a necessary notion to react. I always say I'm for awareness. Awareness of a danger or something is happening is very different from fearfulness.
Yeah.
So let's have awareness, but let's leave fear behind.
Yes.
So to wrap up the
courses
is still also art, painting, and sculpture. And then the regular things that everybody kind of needs at college level, basic math and basic English. And what am I forgetting? Yeah, English 1 and 2, et cetera. And many more things will happen as we grow and broaden the spectrum of classes.
Yeah, I love that. I haven't had the opportunity yet to go look at your website, but now that you've explained it and that you talked about what you're teaching in the university, you definitely have piqued my interest to want to learn and know more. So I will be doing that and looking at that, and then also sharing it with my beautiful mastermind community, to people that I have in my community. So thank you so much for coming on today again and sharing your beautiful soul, your mission, and your work that is going to be the beginning of the new earth creations of, building sustainable communities, building sustainable lifestyles, sustainable health and wealth, all the wonderful things that we need to live our divine rights. Right, Dr. Professor?
Yes, so much so. And I'm so grateful that there are people like Cornelia Stephanie who are sending this message and finding a way to send it so that people can perceive it, which is also an art. So congratulations. Yeah. And thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we connected again. And definitely let's stay in touch. And what we'll do is we'll have you back on in a couple months from now, see how everything is going, and then do another episode. I thoroughly enjoyed my conversation with you again, just like I did the first time. It's when you meet soul family, you just know. And that's what that is. So you're doing wonderful work in the world, leaving a great legacy, building a great legacy. And we appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Professor Joanna Sophia. Thank you so much for being on. Thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone, and we'll see you all again very soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.